Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Science Studio program. My name is Keith Pannell, and today we're going to be focused on one single word, sustainability. And you're all going to say, ah, I know what that means. And then you think a little bit, and you're saying, well, am I sure I know what that means? Well, we've got two people who have great responsibility for sustainability and in our area of the Southwest USA. Her name is Dr. Joni Newcomer, and she is the Manager of Environmental Science Policy and Sustainability at NMSU. And in the studio with me, we have Luis Perez, Dr. Luis Perez, soon to be Dr. Luis Perez,
yes,
who is the Sustainability Coordinator at UT El Paso. So both of these people have responsibilities for sustainability, and specifically, which is, I think, the interesting point, sustainability within the Ivory Tower, within our institutions. So let's start with Joni. And tell us, Joni, your little bit about your background. How on earth did you get involved in this in the first place?
All right. My background is as an interior architect doing space planning and medical planning and construction project management. So that was about the first half of my life. And then when I started working at the university at New Mexico State, I started to realize how important building green buildings are. And I volunteered with our sustainability council and made myself a promise that I would become and we would create the position of sustainability manager within 4 years. And the position was actually created in 3.5. And that was actually 6.5 years ago. So I've been doing this a long time and it was a perfect fit.
Okay, so then this is a nutshell how you got to where you are. And Luis Perez, tell us how you arrived at this position.
Okay, my background is more in engineering. I remember as a kid, I would build these stick houses and things of that nature. I've worked for engineering energy companies. I worked for Exxon Company, USA, drilling oil wells in the Permian Basin. I worked for El Paso Natural Gas for 23 years and El Paso Electric as an environmental engineer. And so I was there working at the electric company, and there was a professor here at UTEP that asked me to come over and help with some projects. Subsequent to that, I was asked to work in sustainability. I think about 3 years ago, Dr. Natalicio set up a sustainability committee, which we've been working on for that time.
Okay, so disparate backgrounds, engineering, architecture. So let's start out at the beginning here. Why don't, Joni, you tell us, what on earth is the definition of sustainability?
Oh, Keith, that is really a tough question. I think it is an individual definition. We all have our own ideas of sustainability. So I leave that up to the individual, but generally, sustainability, just the word sustain, means to keep and maintain, so to make something last for a long time. And in the instance of sustainability at the university, I have broadened that word to mean many different things, such as relationships and social justice, materials, food and health. And so the university, I made 10 sustainability initiatives. So it's a very, very broad topic.
Okay, so we'll come to some of those individual topics. Luis, what would you say is your concept of sustainability?
I would agree with Joni. Asking you to define sustainability is like asking you to define pretty. It kind of depends. But Joni is right. It covers all facets of university life at NMSU and here at UTEP as well. It covers academia, food services, research, you name it. It covers every walk of life here at school.
Okay, so pretty broad definitions there. Anything you care to think about that you like in the form of a university, since we're talking about universities, that you want to maintain and let it go on forever? Let me start out with a contentious idea that sustainability has been around for a long time. You know, over the last 10, 15 years, it's been out there. It's a term which is thrown around. It usually means many different things. But universities, as far as I can tell from being in this Southwest region, we're a bit of a latecomer to the concept of sustainability. And I'd like you, we'll start again with Joni. Why do you think it's taken universities longer than, say, private industry or governments to think about sustainability?
You know, there are many universities around the country that have been doing this 20, 30 years. And so it's really not that new of a concept. And I have long been confused why New Mexico State University is so behind other colleges. And honestly, Keith, I don't have an answer. It stymies me.
Okay.
I can ponder some answers, but I really don't have a good answer for that.
Okay, Luis, what would you say about that with respect to UT El Paso?
Well, you know, since most of my career was spent in private industry, especially having to do with energy, I've only been here at UTEP several years, but I did learn one thing, and that's that the university tends to its knitting. In other words, they teach. They teach and they do research, okay? And so anything that is not directly attributed to that doesn't always get top priority. And I agree with Joni. There's other places around the country that have placed more emphasis on it than we have in the past. But I think in terms of UTEP, I think UTEP has done a really good job at focusing on excellence and access to the students so that they can get a college degree if they so desire. And I think they've done a really good job, and keeping their focus on that, I think, has held them just to doing that. But over the last couple of years, we are focusing now on this topic.
One of the things I would say, because I meet students day in, day out, all the time, and I was thinking on the way over to the studio that one of the reasons, perhaps, is because there's more student pressure on universities to think about sustainability.
You're absolutely right. There are students that come and ask, and when we have things like the expo or the fairs, they come and say, how do I get involved in these activities? And so we have seen that students actually do look for universities that offer experience and training in sustainability. And so I think it's something that not only is healthy for us to do that, but sustainability now has entered into the equation of getting certification towards Tier 1. And so that gets a lot of attention.
Okay. So let's go back to Joni. You were talking about these 10 areas of focus. Ten's a lot to get through in a short program. Why don't we pick on the top two, and then I'll come over to Luis and say, you know, well, what are the top two as far as the concerns at UT El Paso are? So, Joni, what are the big ones that you're looking at NMSU?
Okay, that is very easy. My main job on this campus is energy reduction. And the reason energy reduction is the main one is because that is where we save the most money. When people,
okay.
Right? I mean, right now, certainly with our budgets being
yes.
a little sticky, we want to save money. And it's an easy way to do that. And so that truly is my main job. Plus, we as a university in 2006 signed something called the American College and University Presidents Climate Commitment. And what that said was we promise as a university to cut our greenhouse gas emissions because of climate change.
In 2006?
Yes, we were one of the very first signatories of this commitment.
That's impressive.
It is, isn't it? And
yeah.
So that's another reason that we are trying to reduce our energy is because we have promised that we would not emit greenhouse gases.
Okay. Now, we'll come back to that, but I get all these ducks in a row. So, Luis, if you were to say the top two areas of focus for yourself and your group.
Well, I think we would agree with Joni in terms of the savings that could be attributed to sustainability efforts is probably number one. UTEP has, for a long time now, been looking at saving on the bills that we have on electricity and things like of that nature. I think the second most important aspect to our sustainability work is in getting the folks here at UTEP involved and documenting the things that we do, because UTEP does a large number of things that are very good. As a matter of fact, for example, the Central Campus Transformation Project, which we just finished doing, that has won several EPA awards. Just last week, we won first place in Oklahoma City for the green infrastructure, low-impact development.
And so, by that, you mean that we're not using as much water as we
not using
could
water,
do.
Making got, yes, yes, not letting the water run away, but using it to as feed for the plants. We use plants that require very little water, and so making it a pedestrian-friendly atmosphere. We have people visiting the campus on weekends, and okay. So that would be the second thing, to document all the good things that we're doing, so that we could receive credit for our work.
Let's go to the energy, because this is something that I've concerned myself about. We just recently, 5 years ago, had a new chemistry and computer science building. And I remember when we met with the engineers and the architects, they came over to discuss with the chemistry faculty, what would we like? How would we like to interact with them? And one of the things we all agreed is, well, look, for goodness sake, make sure that you've got at least a section of this big building. And I don't know how many square feet it is. It's enormous. Be solar powered. And they all went away and nodded their heads. And then, you know, when it comes to the actual fruition, there's not one damn solar panel, as far as I know it, anywhere close to the building. And yet I myself have got a house that's completely solar powered. Right. Why is the university here and at NMSU? Maybe you're more advanced than we are down here, Joni. I'll start with you. How's solar power doing up there?
Well, right now we have four different arrays on campus in addition to our Southwest Technical Design Institute, which actually studies solar around the world. We have panels from around the world. But this is the key. We are responsible for spending our taxpayers' dollars responsibly. Solar does not pay for itself. An investment is so long that it actually is not using our taxpayer dollars wisely. But that was what we said, you know, like 5-6 years ago. Things are really changing because, as you know, solar has dropped in price tremendously. So now it is actually starting to make sense to pay for itself.
Well, of course, for someone like me, I get a tax rebate. So
right. And see,
universities don't get tax rebates.
That's the difference, because right. I just put solar on my house, and I'm getting a tax rebate and my renewable energy certificates. So it does make sense for us, but I'm responsible for my money, not the taxpayers' dollars like I am on campus. So that's the difference.
Luis, do you have a comment to make upon that with respect to UT El Paso?
Yes, and actually I think it's important to point out the fact that because New Mexico is across the border, across the state line, not the border, from Texas, there are different regulations that apply to New Mexico that do not apply in Texas to UTEP. And so that's one big difference. If you travel to Las Cruces, you see a lot more solar than you do, say, in El Paso. However, at UTEP, Joni is right again, in terms of the payback. We have looked at solar. We have a couple of solar installations over by the swimming area and over by some of the parking lots. And we have looked at putting solar by the Sun Bowl, putting it on the College of Business. And so we've looked at those, but the payback just isn't there yet, as opposed to spending the money on other projects that would have a shorter payback and thereby reducing the cost of things that we've got.
And which, of course, puts it in perspective that whether you like it or not, higher education is a relatively big business.
It's a business.
You're listening to Science Studio. My name is Keith Pannell. I'm here in the studio with Luis Perez. He is the sustainability coordinator at UT El Paso. And then with Joni Newcomer, she is the manager of the environmental policy and sustainability at New Mexico State. You're listening to Science Studio. My name is Keith Pannell. I'm here in the studio with Luis Perez. He is the sustainability coordinator at UT El Paso. And then with Joni Newcomer, she is the manager of the environmental policy and sustainability at New Mexico State. Okay, so what sort of progress are we making or are you making up in New Mexico on cutting energy bills? And how are you doing it?
Okay, this is one of my most favorite subjects, and we signed...
You must be doing well.
Well, we are, and that's what I'm going to share with you, the good news. I just did some math and figured this out. In 2013, we signed an energy performance contract, and the contractor upgraded our lighting in 50 buildings. We did exterior lighting, street lighting, and then upgraded mechanical systems in about 30 buildings. And that was a $12 million contract. So as a result of all of the work that they did, we are now saving between our July 2015 and our July 2016 bills for that month with El Paso Electric. July 2015 was $400,000 a month. Our 2016 July bill was $300,000. We cut our energy by 25%.
And that was just by using modern lighting facilities.
Yes, and upgrading mechanical and asking people to turn their monitors off and be more responsible and putting motion sensors. You know, it was a huge project. But 25%, that's phenomenal.
Well, that's $100,000 for a quarter, no, for a year. So that will be about...
No, this is a month. This was a month.
It's a month. So it's $1 million a year, more or less.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, payback would be about 12 years.
Yes.
And that's not bad. What's the lifetime of all of those improvements?
Well, the LED lighting certainly is about 20 to 30 years, just depending on what fixture we use.
Okay.
So that's our longest return on investment. LED street lighting is about the same. Mechanical, probably 15 years, maybe 15 to 20.
All right, so this really is sustainable.
It's a lot.
Yes, and the idea of these motion sensors, we have a few buildings with rooms of that nature. I think it makes sense, but sometimes, you know, they go off and you've got to wave your hands around
right,
and bring
yes.
the lights back on.
yes.
But is that a popular type of improvement for universities in general?
You know, in some rooms and areas, it is. The thing that I don't like about a motion sensor is now the person is no longer responsible for their own actions and turning off their light.
Yes.
And I think people need to be responsible for their actions.
Oh.
So it works in areas like libraries where people don't go up to certain stacks, you know, but once every 3 hours. But like in offices, I really think people should be able to turn off their own light.
Do you have the library at MSU with motion sensors?
Yes, we actually did. Both of our libraries, we have the motion sensors now, and it is pretty wonderful.
What about UT El Paso? How are we doing on energy saving?
UTEP has had a very aggressive program in saving money in terms of energy. Like the things that Joni was saying, they have replaced some lighting fixtures, the bulbs, things of that nature, which ends up being a very substantial amount of money at the end. The initial investment does pay for itself much better than, say, solar. And so we have been looking at that now, I'm going to say, for at least the last 10 years. And there's been quite a bit of progress. We're at the point now where we're saying, well, you know, gee, how much more can we actually save with these kinds of things? So we've looked at the kinds of things that you're talking about, automatic turn-on, turn-off facilities. It's only when you find yourself in the bathroom that the lights go out that you say, oh, gee, you know, where's the switch?
Well, it's interesting. You bring up bathrooms. I don't spend a lot of time in the bathroom, but I do go there, and you know, I wash my hands as you're supposed to. But nowadays, it's all these electric Dyson knives. You know, they're just very efficient. But in a chemistry department, we sometimes need to wash our face. It's not very easy to dry your face in one of those Dyson kniving arrangements.
That's
right.
Like,
so we don't have any paper.
Like anything else, there's benefits and there's drawbacks to everything.
Right.
Yeah. So I would tend to agree with you. But one of the other things that I want to point out is that for a while now, UTEP has used the chilled water refrigeration systems to where they make use of electric power when it's not so costly during the day. Then they use that chill water to cool off the facilities. So that's one of the things that's been around for a good while. You know, there comes a point to where saving money does have other ramifications. Like you said, hey, there's no paper in some facilities, and you really would kind of like to have some from time to time.
I'd even like hot water. We don't have hot water in my building.
Oh.
Okay, so both of you have made big impacts on your campuses towards energy. So let's go to then the second priorities for you folks. Joni, you were saying about this climate commitment. Do we have anything like that here at the UT El Paso?
No, UTEP is currently investigating the next steps that we're going to be taking in sustainability. Because like anything else, if you commit to something, then you really have to go 100% committed. And so we're looking at what kinds of things. So we want to get the students, the faculty, and the staff more involved in what it is that we're doing. Because anytime you're talking about changing people's behavior, that is a major undertaking. And so before we actually commit to doing something that is not formally charged down from the president to where the students and the faculty push it from their standpoint, then it's a matter that's going to take time and some assessment. Since we just got into it over the last couple of years, we are, I think, made great progress in getting people to recognize the importance of it and thereby doing the things that I said earlier, documenting all the achievements that we have so that when we do put forth a request to have the university evaluated in terms of what other universities do, then we'll get a good fair shot at it.
You've got responsibilities for sustainability, cutting energy bills, using water, for example, more efficiently, probably cutting down the amount of paper being used as opposed to electronic communication. What's your reward? I mean, let me put it another way. As a faculty member, I go out and get research grants. I get a pay raise, all right? Are you now being evaluated, both of you, on the success of your programs? I mean, if you don't show an improvement from one year to another, does someone go... I'll start with Joni. You tell me while Luis thinks about that, seriously.
Well, because both Luis and I have done something called the STARS report, S-T-A-R-S, Sustainability Tracking Assessment Rating System. And I am staring at my 2016 goals, and one of my goals is the STARS report. And so, yes, I am evaluated on what I achieve during the year. And so it is hugely important. And like Luis says, we are tracking all of the things we do. If you sat down and wrote all of the things that you've done in the 3 years you've been there, I think you'd be surprised how much you really have done.
Well, we'll come to that in a minute. But before I leave that, so you are evaluated. Who do you report to? Do you report to physical plant vice president or academic? I mean, who's your immediate and ultimate boss, Joni?
For my last 6 years, I reported to the assistant vice president of facilities and services.
Okay. And Luis, who do you report to?
Well, actually, since sustainability at UTEP is more of a university-wide effort, I am actually just located in the CERM Center, the Center for Environmental Resource Management, of which Dr. Hargrove is the director, and so that is who I would report to. However, like I said, it's more of a university effort, and so the sustainability office, if it were, because it's not yet, is not really part of CERM. I'm just located there for now.
Okay, so the office itself is coming?
No, that's one of the things that
we can hope.
That's one of the things that we're going to be working on as to, like, what is the next step for UTEP?
I mean, one of the things that universities do well is original research. And so I wonder, you know, research can be in new materials and not related to the university, new ways of purification of water, et cetera, et cetera. Do either of you interact much with the research component of sustainability, no matter where it will be, engineering, science, or even political science. Joni, do you interact with the faculty doing basic research at all in environmental issues?
Okay, so I interact with everyone on campus in faculty and research in some level or another. And like you mentioned, it's in every department, in every place across campus that we touch that is sustainability related.
So you meet with each department, for example? If I was to call up some of my friends in the chemistry department and say, oh, you know, Joni, what are they going to say?
A lot of people would know me. I think part of my job is getting not just my name, but the fact that there is an Office of Sustainability and the Environmental Education Center. And so, yes, I am proud of the fact
That's
that
good.
People know me.
Would the same apply here, Luis?
Yes, absolutely. I think research is a key component to sustainability. And so, yes, we do work very closely with research that's going on at UTEP in all the different departments. And it's not, you know, it's not just science and engineering.
No.
Because liberal arts, they do have quite a bit going on in sustainability. And I'm going to say at least equal to the stuff that's going on in science and engineering.
Give us some examples before we
Well, I'll give you an excellent one. I went to the theater and dance department. And because it was part of the survey, and I thought, well, gee, I'll just do it to be thorough. And so I asked the director, I said, it's okay if you don't have courses that deal with sustainability. I understand, but let's talk about it for a little bit. And she slammed her palm on the table, and she said, Mr. Paris, do you know how many times we have to use the backdrop on our scenes to change it? From one to another, and the wardrobes, we don't get new clothes every time we do something. That's sustainability, and we teach it to our students.
Good.
And so I said, yes, ma'am, you're right.
And what do you think, if I was to do a program with you next year, Joni, what would you think hopefully was going to be your big accomplishment for the next year?
Well, for us, we are doing our third STARS report, and so it is due in February of 2017, and so I would like to be able to say that we got our third STARS gold in 2017.
And what would the equivalent success be here next year for us, Luis?
I'm not sure we're going to be submitting the STARS report yet. We just kind of finished doing that. But I think we would be wanting to talk about some of the accomplishments that we did in getting the UTEP staff, faculty, and students, but also involve community and industry here in El Paso involved in some of the things that we're doing. We work very closely with the city of El Paso. They call it what, the Office of Resiliency and Sustainability. And so we want to do this as a regional effort. And when I say regional, it also includes things that Joni is working with because we work together closely.
Our two universities are really intimately associated with our cities, perhaps more so here in El Paso than at NMSU because you have at NMSU students from all over the state, whereas down here we're much more focused on West Texas. But that's an important area, and we could explore that in the future.
And even Mexico.
And, well, of course,
yeah.
Mexico.
Yep.
Well, Luis Perez, thank you very much for being here on Science Studio.
You're very welcome.
Joni Newcomer up there in New Mexico State, thank you very much, both of you.
It's
been
so welcome.
A pleasure, and I wish you the best of luck. We'll be back next week with another Science Studio. I'd like to thank Dennis Wu for putting this together. We'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.